Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy for Saturday, March 12th. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois, on the second Saturday of each month. Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy is an interactive live internet talk radio show that focuses on how to take advantage of the opportunities that life sends your way. The program explores obstacles overcome by ordinary people with extraordinary results and what inspires or motivates them to take positive actions that make their dreams a reality. I know a little about that myself, as I've had 10 careers. I started as a fashion model, then rock and roll singer, corporate consultant, adjunct professor, and today I am a professional speaker, author, coach, blogger, and radio show host. Let's set the tone for today's program. The only real security that a man will have in this world is a reserve of knowledge, experience, and ability. Henry Ford said that. Today's show is brought to you by Budgetpreneur.com. If you find that you have very little money to invest in your business and yet still need to get things done, stop putting those things off. Go to Budgetpreneur.com. They provide the resources and tools to help you manage your business, save money, and increase revenue. Visit www.budgetpreneur.com and become a member today. Let's get started. Today's program was previously recorded. We have a fantastic show for you today. Our topic is using a membership site to increase your profits. Our guest today is Stu McLaren. Let me introduce him to you. Stu McLaren is co-founder of WishlistMember.com. He is a recognized marketing expert, helping business owners sell more by creating communities around their product, service, or brand. His flagship product, Wishlist Member, now powers over 21,000 online membership sites worldwide, as it serves to simplify the process of building and managing an online community or membership site. His street smart, guerrilla approach to marketing is what makes him so popular among small business owners looking to get the biggest marketing impact with the tiniest of budgets. It is this approach to marketing that Stu and his wife have used to successfully launch a registered Canadian charity called World Teacher Aid. In less than a year, this charity is now funding schools, feeding programs, and every single month they do that in countries like Ghana and Kenya and Uganda. So whether you want to make more money for yourself or raise funds for your favorite charity, Stu will show you the fastest and easiest way to generate recurring revenues by creating and selling your own products online and through membership sites. Welcome, Stu.
Well, thanks so much. I really appreciate you having me.
My pleasure. I'd like to begin by asking, what motivated you to start Wishlist Member?
Well, it actually is one of those situations where it came out of my own needs. It wasn't really a situation where, you know, I saw an opportunity in the market or anything of that nature. It really fundamentally came from my own needs. And basically, I was wanting to create my own membership site. I wanted to develop a recurring revenue stream for my business because, you know, with many traditional business models out there, you're essentially starting from scratch every month, meaning, you know, you're selling a widget and each month you need to go find new customers to buy that widget. Well, that's an uphill battle. That's a scary position to be in because you're really looking for new people all the time. You've always got to fill the funnel, and it's a lot of hard work. Whereas I'd heard about this model where you had a membership site component tied to it, and what happens there is it's totally different. You now have a community of people who are paying you every single month, and so at the start of the month, you're no longer looking for new customers. You already have a pool of people that have already committed and agreed and are excitedly paying you every month for what it is you have to offer. So for me, that was something that I wanted to do. The problem was, once I got into it, the software was way too technical. Now, I'm a fairly technical guy, but I could not get the darn thing figured out. It was difficult to install, and then once you got it installed, you had to do all kinds of hacks to things like your HT access files and your server configurations, and all of this stuff was well over my head. So it wasn't built for the end user, and a lot of the time, that's what you'll find with different software applications. It's built by a programmer, yes, but they think of it from their viewpoint, from their eyes. And so what happens is it's built from the programmer's perspective. It's not intuitive, and it's not built for the end user, and therefore it's very difficult to use. So that's the position I was in. So what happened was I ended up having to hire somebody to help me develop this membership site, and it was very costly. I was restricted because I didn't know how to update or manage anything, and every change that I wanted to make meant that I had to call, you know, this webmaster to help me out. And this was in the summer of 2008, and I was moaning and groaning and complaining to a good friend of mine, Tracy Childers, who he owned a small software company. And that's when he made me like the godfather offer, Yvonne. He said, you know, what would happen if you could design your own membership solution? And I was like, man, I would like do this and I would do that and I would configure it this way and blah, blah, blah. And he said, why don't we do it together? You design it and we'll program it. And that was the start. And, you know, so imagine being in a position where you could sit down and design the exact solution that you want. And it was just an amazing experience. And that's what happened. This was in August of 2008. And we did a private launch a month later. And meaning, you know, a small group of colleagues, we said, hey, you know, try this out. We're using it ourselves. Tell us what you think. And then we launched it publicly in October of 2008. And today, that one piece of software, I guess, not only did it meet our needs, but it definitely resonated with a lot of people. And now, as you mentioned, it powers over 21,000 membership sites and online communities. And as a result of that, our company has grown to 14 full-time people dedicated to innovating and simplifying the whole process of building a community around your product, service, or brand. So in a short period of time, we've experienced a tremendous amount of success, but a large part of all of that comes behind the motivation for Wishlist Member, which I just wanted a simple solution to allow me to be able to get my membership site set up, and as a result, many other people have benefited from that.
Yes, we have. I use Wishlist Member myself, and many people ask me, you know, what are you using to run your membership site? And ask me so many questions about it. That's why I invited you to be my guest. So who should use Wishlist Member and why?
Well, I'm real passionate about this, more so now than I ever was before, because I'm seeing the trends. You're seeing a shift in the way that people interact with products and services and brands. And there's a reason social media and social applications like Facebook and Twitter and so forth have really taken off. And part of it is because we interact completely different with people and with companies and brands than we ever did in years past. And as a result of that, it's so important now for companies and businesses to recognize this shift in the way that we're interacting with each other and with the products and services that we purchase, because now it's so important for businesses to cultivate a community around their product, service, or brand. So who is Wishlist Member right for? Basically anyone looking to not only deliver content to a private group of people, but also those who are looking to build a community of loyal, rabid fans or customers who love their products and services. And so we have people from best-selling authors like Tim Ferriss of the 4-Hour Body to well-known bloggers like Darren Rouse and Chris Garrett to organizations, associations, trainers, designers, hobbyists, churches, clubs, marketers, coaches, companies, and so many other individuals who are looking to build that community, build that membership, and really create an area, a centralized location where they can interact with their best customers.
Thanks, Stu. That's exactly why I felt Wishlist member myself. And I also like the fact that it was kind of a plug-in that I could just plug right into my WordPress site and take off. So how is Wishlist member better than other plugins?
Well, you essentially said it right there and then. You know, it makes the process of getting a membership site up so fast and easy. Now, you got to remember, I suffered through the technical nightmares of trying to use other solutions. And so when we were creating this, our entire focus was on the end user, and it was to simplify that process while maintaining a high level of quality and flexibility, meaning that you could have all the features of a high-powered solution or a more expensive solution, but it was designed in a way to make it easy for you to understand and to be able to have a site that is customized and personalized to you. There are other membership solutions out there, but you'll notice they're very cookie cutter. They all look the same. They all have the same look and feel, and it doesn't give you the opportunity to distinguish your community from everybody else's. So we were really looking for a way to simplify that process while providing you a high quality features as well as the flexibility. So, you know, there are a number of reasons why, you know, I would recommend Wishlist Member. Obviously, you know, being the founder of the company, I'm a little biased, but one of the jokes that we always share with our customers is that, you know, we're like the hair club for men. You know, we not only use or are the founders of the product, but we use the product ourselves. And so we have our own membership sites, and we use it day in and day out. And I can tell you that that makes a big difference, because when we're using our own product every single day with our own membership sites, we see little ways that we can improve that experience for you as the end user and improve the experience for your members. And so that it's a reason why our company has grown so quick, is because we're so focused on making it easy for our end users to be able to get their sites up fast and to be able to have the flexibility to customize it and personalize it. Does that make sense, Yvonne?
Yes, it does, because I use it, but I have to share with you that I have a colleague who recently shared with me that she got Wishlist Member, and she's had it for 2 years, and she never really got around to installing it. So what if somebody like that is listening to the show, and they said, you know, time got away from me, I bought it, and I haven't been able to do anything. What would you recommend to somebody like that? Do they start from scratch, or can they just begin with the product they purchased?
Well, they absolutely can start with the product that they purchased with Wishlist Member. The key here to remember is that with Wishlist Member, you have the flexibility of starting from complete scratch, meaning, you know, you have a WordPress installation, and that's ultimately what is power or works with Wishlist Member to provide you the platform for your membership site. So you could have a WordPress site that is completely blank. You know, so you're starting from a clean slate, and you could begin adding the content that you want for a membership site and begin protecting the new content that you're adding accordingly. Or if you have an existing blog that already has content, it's very easy for you to install Wishlist Member and then go through your existing content and protect it accordingly as well. So it really doesn't matter what end of the scale you're on, whether you're starting from complete scratch and you have a site with nothing on it, or whether you're starting with a site that has a lot of content already there. It's a matter of first just uploading the plugin like a normal WordPress plugin, activating it, and then you can begin protecting content accordingly. So it's very, very flexible. It's very easy to use. And the focus there is that you've got to just get going. You just got to start using it. And the more you use it, the more you're going to see the possibilities for the ways that you can really customize and make that experience for your members unique and certainly exciting and fun.
Fun. That always helps. What are two best practices for membership sites? I know there are a lot of them out there, but what would you share with our audience as two best practices that
sure.
You feel connected with?
So one of the things that I say to our customers over and over again is that people come for the content, but they stay for the community. Now, what I mean by this is a lot of times you'll have people that will join your membership site because they're attracted by the content that you're offering. They see the content and they say, you know what, I really want to learn that. I really want to consume that content. And so they pay for the registration fee to join your membership. Now, what happens, though, if you do a really good job inside of your membership site, people will begin developing relationships. They'll develop relationships with you, which is certainly a good thing. They'll develop relationships with other people in your membership site, which is really ultimately what you want to see happen. And when those relationships are built, people then stay for reasons other than your content. And folks, this is really one of the secrets to a very successful membership site. It's understanding the dynamics of what a community can do to keep people connected and to keep them a part of your membership site. So what happens a lot of time with people who don't focus on the community aspect is that the content begins to be what it is. And members will stay, they'll come, and they'll get what they need, and then they leave, and then they cancel their membership. But when you introduce the community aspect, even if the content isn't fulfilling their needs, the community side of it is, and they enjoy the interaction with other members. They enjoy supporting and helping other people. And as a result, they have all kinds of other reasons to continue to be a part of that membership. And that is ultimately what you've got to focus on as a membership site owner. So how do you do that? Well, you want to look for ways to engage your members and interact with them, doing things like polls and making sure that there's lots of conversation going on after your posts and in your forum, introducing people to one another. So if you know somebody in your membership who has an expertise in area A, and then you have somebody over here who is looking for somebody to help on that in that area, and you have somebody over here who's looking to help who is looking for help in that area, connect the two people together. Instead of you always answering the questions and being the expert, why not connect other people? And what happens is these people begin to develop relationships with one another, and ultimately everybody wins as that. So number one, people come for the content, but they stay for the community. Really important to realize, and so you use your content to bring people in, and then you want to focus on really helping them develop relationships with yourself and with one another, and by doing so, you're going to see your retention rates go up, which means people are going to stay a lot longer, and that ultimately is going to mean a lot more profitable membership site for you. The second thing is to understand that communication is critical. Communication is critical. So when you have new content and you're adding new content to your membership site on a regular basis, one of the things that you want to do is communicate that you've got new content there. A lot of times we think that because somebody belongs to our membership site that they're going to come back to our membership site daily and check to see if there's new content there. The reality is that does not happen. You have to remind them of the value that they're receiving. And so you need to communicate that. So here's a good example. Very recently, I just sent out an email to all of our members. And it went something to the effect of, hey, Yvonne, we've just added a whole bunch of new content to the membership area. If you're more technical in mind, you'll enjoy the developer corner where we go into, and boom, I give a little description. And then I said, and then there's another great article for people who are just starting to build their membership site. It covers planning strategies. Boom, I give them a little description. And so this is the type of email where you pull out two or three or four highlights from the past week or 2 weeks within your membership site, and you draw people's attention to that. And you send out an email to your members communicating that, hey, this site is always being updated. There's lots of good content. Make sure you come back and check it out. As a result of that, you're going to get your members coming back. You're going to get them reading the content, consuming it, gaining value from their membership. And hopefully, if you've designed it correctly, you're going to evoke that interaction and engagement with yourself and with others. And again, it cultivates that community. But if you don't communicate, you're relying on people to remember. And you and I know, and everybody listening knows, we all have a million and one things going on in the day. And mm-hmm. our last priority is going to be coming to a membership site that we belong to and, you know, checking it and refreshing to see if there's new content. We just don't do that. We don't have the time to do that. But if you communicate that there's new content there, or there's great conversations happening around XYZ, or you have a contest, or you have a way for people to submit content, whatever it may be, this gives people a reason to come back to the site, and it gives people a reason to consume your content and interact with yourself and with others. So, number one, people come for the content, but they stay for the community. Number two, communication is critical. You want to make sure you have regular and consistent communication. Let people know what's happening inside your membership site. Recap great content that has been added. Highlight conversations of interest and get people coming back to your site.
That's great. Absolutely wonderful. So now you have all the fresh content. You've built a community. You're having wonderful communication. But then as a membership site owner, how do you protect the content? Does Wishlist Member have a section in it where you can protect the content other than just saying, well, this is for gold members or platinum members? How does the membership site owner go about protecting that downloadable content?
So,
or the videos or whatever it is that they've added?
Right. So as a membership site owner, one of the things that's going to happen is you're going to be adding content in a variety of different ways. So as you said, you may want to protect a post or a page that is only available to certain members. Well, you can protect any post, page, category, or comment within Wishlist Member with a single click. So when you're on that post or you're on that page, you just scroll down to the Wishlist Member section and you check, I want to protect this for these levels. And it'll show all of the membership levels that you've created, and you just check a box. And you click save. And that means that only people who belong to that membership level will be able to view or access that content. Now, if you've added a whole bunch of content prior to installing Wishlist Member, and then you install it, we've actually made that process easy too. So you can go to an area, and you can see all of your posts and all of your pages, all in one foul swoop. You can check them all in, you know, with one click, and you could say, okay, protect these for these levels. And so it makes it really fast and easy. Now, you mentioned downloadable content. We too have an option where you can protect downloadable content like PDFs and MP3s and so forth, so that only members of a certain level can access that downloadable content. If they were to copy it and share it with, you know, give somebody else the URL or the link, people would not be able to download that content unless they belonged to the appropriate membership level. So there are a variety of ways to protect the content, and it really depends on what you're looking to do. But the good news is, for everybody, the options to protect content are just a click away. Whether it's a post, a page, category, or an MP3 file, or a PDF document, really doesn't matter. It's all within just a couple clicks in terms of being able to protect that content just for the members that you want to be able to view it. Now, finally, there's another really cool way that we use a lot within our own membership sites, and we're starting to see a lot of our customers really get creative with how they use this, and it's called private tags. Now, what a private tag does is it allows you to protect a section within a post. So, for example, let's say that you wanted a piece of content that's available to the general public to view, you know, absolutely free, so they wouldn't have to be a member to view this content, but yet you wanted a part of that post that was just very special, or you just wanted to keep that part available just for your members. Well, all you need to do is just simply insert a little bit of, it's a little private tag. It basically just says square bracket private underscore and then the name of the level, square bracket, and then you put your content there and you end it with the same, and what happens is when people are viewing that page, if they're not part of the level that you've set up for that, they would not be able to see that section. If they are part of it, they would be able to see it. So this really creates a really dynamic way to be able to protect your content, because you can get very creative by having special offers for specific membership levels. You could have special downloads for particular membership levels. There are a variety of ways to get very, very creative with that. So the key here is that there are many ways to protect the content, no matter what type of content you want to provide, and there is the flexibility to be able to get very creative with it too, to certainly incorporate a variety of marketing elements in there as well.
Okay, I just have a couple of questions left for you. Can you create special menus for each membership level in Wishlist Member?
Yes. Not specifically with the core of Wishlist Member, but one of the things, we have our own membership site called Wishlist Insider. And now with this membership site, we provide all kinds of tips, tricks, strategies, resources for membership site owners. Because one of the things that we kept getting requests on was, how do you guys set up your own sites, and how do you do this, and how are you getting Wishlist Member to do that? And so Wishlist Insider is our open case study, if you will, where we share what we do, and we share with you why we do it, and show you how to do it. Now, a part of that is that we also provide additional plugins and resources to these people who belong to that membership site. And one of the resources that we recently provided everybody was a plugin called Wishlist SmartNav. Now, Wishlist SmartNav basically allows you to display different navigation for specific membership levels. So, for example, if you could have a navigation bar for people who do not belong to your membership site, so when they come to your site, they would see, link 1, link 2, and link 3. But once somebody logs in, if they belong to the silver membership level, they would see link 1, 2, 3, and 4. And if somebody belonged to the gold membership level, they would see link 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And so it gives you the ability to create completely dynamic navigation menus based on the level that they belong to. So there are a very creative ways that people are using that. And again, it just customizes the experience that the member has within your membership site based on the level that they belong to.
That's really wonderful. Now, about the plugin, how does it have to be constantly updated? I know plugins get updated a lot. How often do you update your
We are continuously developing Wishlist Member. As I mentioned, we have 14 full-time employees dedicated to, innovating on Wishlist Member and supporting our customer base. And so we're always developing on it. And so there are definitely updates, because one of the other things that we have to always ensure is that Wishlist Member is compatible with the latest version of WordPress. So as they update WordPress, we therefore need to ensure that Wishlist Member is up to date as well. And that's good news for you as a customer, because you know that our interests are all in maintaining the latest version and ensuring that it's compatible with the latest versions of WordPress and with different server environments accordingly. So we're always updating it. Now, with that said, you have the choice whether you want to update or not. We always recommend that you update, because nine times out of 10 means you're going to have additional features, because we're always adding new features, and it's also going to eliminate a lot of bugs or errors as we continue to improve it. Now, updating is very simple. A lot of people kind of get scared about this, but the good news is none of your data or your protection settings or anything like that is ever going to change or anything of that nature. It's just like a regular WordPress plugin, where you would just simply upload the new version, and it would automatically save your settings, your previous settings, and update the plugin accordingly. So it's a very, very simple process, and we always recommend that people do it, just because you get the benefit of all of the new features and fixes that we are continuously working on.
Thank you. Now, we're almost at the end of our time, but I wondered, what are your thoughts going forward, how would you like to wrap up this part of the call? What fine words do you have for our listeners as we close out the call?
Well, I would encourage people to pay attention to how other companies are cultivating and building communities around their product, service, or brand. You know, there is a particular company that I have a strong affinity to, and as a result of that, I've spent over $80,000 in a six-year period with them. Now, I don't even think about purchasing another product from any other competitive company when I'm in need for this particular product. I have a strong connection with them. I participate every year in community events that they host. They have contests, which I've participated in and won, and they've even helped financially support our charity. So I have a strong connection to them. Now, what company am I talking about? It's actually my car company. It's called Mini. You know, I own a Mini Cooper, and I have bought two vehicles from them in the last 6 years. I never even think about going and purchasing another vehicle from anybody else because I love the car and I have a strong connection to Mini and the Mini brand. And a large part of that is because they do a lot of different community things. For example, every year they host a big Mini rally where hundreds and hundreds of Mini owners are participating in these different events throughout the city. And, you know, 2 years ago it was kind of neat because we all, after the whole day of different rally points, we met at this huge drive-in movie theater. And the movie that we ended up watching was The Italian Job. So, you know, you got all these hundreds and hundreds of Mini owners watching The Italian Job, and as the Minis are getting away, we're all honking our horns and cheering, and it really creates just a wonderful atmosphere because you have your customer base here of people who are now passionate about the product, passionate about the brand, sharing that experience with one another, and it just solidifies their commitment to that product or that brand moving forward. And it absolutely has done that with me accordingly. And then you have examples like a company called Manpacks.com. Manpacks.com. This company sells the most plain Jane product or service, which is underwear and socks. But they've incorporated a recurring membership model into selling underwear and socks. And so I encourage you to go see how other companies are getting creative and innovating around products and services and turning them into a membership model. Because the reality of it is when you have a business that provides one-time purchase-like products, you're fighting an uphill battle because every single month you've got to fight tooth and nail to find new customers to buy your product or service. But if you have a recurring membership model incorporated into that business, it is like a huge sigh of relief because you know at the beginning of the month, you're going to have a certain number of people, whether it be 100, 1,000, or 10,000 people, who have already agreed and have committed to paying you X dollar amount for continued service. That's a huge sigh of relief because you know for sure you're going to have X number of orders at the beginning of the month. So you don't have to go out and fight tooth and nail to find those new customers because you have a group of people who love you, they're excited about your products and services, and they want to pay you month in and month out. It's a completely different landscape when it comes to doing business, and I'll tell you from a business owner's perspective, it's a lot less stressful and a lot more fun. So I encourage every business owner to really reach out and look to see how you can cultivate a community of your most loyal customers and see how you can bring that to creating a membership site area so you have one central location where you can bring people together, cultivate that community around your product, service, or brand, and watch how not only does your business grow, but it becomes a lot less stressful and certainly a lot more fun.
Excellent. Thank you very, very much, Stu. This was a wonderful interview, and I will share with all my listeners that they should visit Wishlist Member today and get their membership site started right away. Thank you.
Well, thanks so much, Yvonne. I really appreciate it, and appreciate you having me here on today's call.
Thanks again for the wonderful interview, Stu, and thanks to all of you for listening to the Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy show. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll see you next month on the second Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Until then, I leave you again with these words by Michael Pritchard, Fear's little dark room, where negatives are developed. So step into your dreams, create your membership website, and build your community now. You can have it up and running in a day. Remember to join us next month. Our guest will be Zandra Hughes, author of Living the Ebony Life, Emails from the Plantation. In the meantime, visit me online at blogtalkradio.com/Yvonne-F-Brown to share your comments about today's show. While you're there, become a friend of the show and use the comment box to share what other topics you would like to hear on the show. Thank you for joining us today. If you have a topic that you would like to learn more about, please send it to me at Yvonne@YvonneFBrown.com. You may also use the contact page at www.YvonneFBrown.com, YvonneFBrown.com, to share your comments about today's program or to ask me a question. Until next time, this is Yvonne Brown saying, each day you have the opportunity to get out there on life's playing field or sit on the sidelines. It's always more rewarding to get in the game and